For months, the proposed merger between General Electric and Honeywell International seemed like a blessed union. The companies dovetailed in the aviation industry, GE making jet engines, Honeywell making those sophisticated avionics used on board aircraft. Regulators in the U.S. approved the deal. Honeywell was happy, GE seemed to glow, but just when they were ready to fasten their seatbelts and prepare for takeoff, the deal fell apart. For the first time ever, the European Commission has objected to a merger between two U.S. companies. The Europeans see a combined GE and Honeywell as unfair competition in their markets. Our friend Joe Nocera is executive editor at Fortune magazine and joins us from New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
How can a European entity, Scotch, forgive the expression, a deal between two American companies?
Pretty easily.
Obviously, yes.
How can it happen? It can happen for several reasons. First of all, Europe as a united community has begun to take tougher stances on, among other things, antitrust. There's a very influential head of what we would call the head of the antitrust division of the European Commission named Mario Monti, mm-hmm. who has really been flexing his muscles quite a bit. Why can he do this? Well, one reason he can do it is because a company like General Electric has 85,000 employees in Europe and does $25 billion of business in Europe. Mm-hmm. So that's where his power lies. These are not companies that are divorced from the European market. These are companies that do a hell of a lot of business in the European market. And Europe has, over the last 3 or 4 years, become increasingly vocal about making demands involving American corporations.
I guess I could understand it more if we were talking about a merger that might affect, let's say, labor practices locally in Europe. But the premise of this rejection of the European Commission is our European companies aren't geared up to compete with this massive entity that'll be created.
That's pretty much correct. One of the reasons this is such a difficult deal for U.S. companies and U.S. politicians to swallow is because they really do have a different set of rules. In the United States, this merger with basically General Electric, which makes jet engines, and Honeywell, which makes avionics, there's no competitive issues because there's no monopoly issues. Mm-hmm. These are complementary products. In Europe, what it does to competitors matters a lot. And the European Commission has taken the position that the combination of being able to make jet engines and being able to kind of blend it with avionics will give GE power both over the people they sell it to mm-hmm. and power over their competitors, which they view as unleveling the playing field. And so they're basically mm-hmm. saying no.
There have been some people, both in the U.S. government, I'm thinking of Commerce Secretary Evans, and even some people in the Congress, Senator Rockefeller, who have been suggesting we got to figure out some kind of response in the United States.
Well, that's true. Senator Rockefeller, for all intents and purposes, threatened a trade war if this deal doesn't go through, which was pretty astounding. And, of course, he's the chairman of an aviation subcommittee, so this is not an idle threat. There is, on both sides, a feeling that the other side has no business interfering here. In other words, our Congress basically views this as two American companies, and Europe should just butt its nose out of it, and they should play by our rules. Mm-hmm. The European Commission and European politicians in general do not react well to threats from American congressmen about trade wars. And, you know, the notion that this is going to cause them to back down is, I think, pretty unlikely. And their position is, we have our sets of rules and cultures and way of thinking, and they're as legitimate as yours. And if you're going to have globalization and you're going to do business in our country, then you have to play by our rules. Mm-hmm. So their basic position is, the U.S. Congress should butt out. What's important to keep in mind, actually, Scott, is that this really is the first time that a deal is about to crater because of this mm-hmm. With two U.S. companies. I mean, companies have been willing to accept, maybe grudgingly, the fact that Europe has its own set of rules and they have to deal with that. And that's why you've had deal after deal enter into negotiations with the European people as well as the U.S. regulators. This is the first time where a company has basically said, the hell with it, it's not worth it, we're not going to go through with the deal because what you're asking is too onerous and really makes the deal not worth doing.
Does Honeywell find another suitor now?
You know, they've got a problem. Honeywell is not a particularly well-run company, and one of the reasons it was attracted to General Electric is because General Electric is an astoundingly well-run company, and suddenly you could help Honeywell. So if this goes away, I mean, I think Honeywell is really going to be in some pain.
Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Joe Nocera, executive editor at Fortune Magazine, joining us from our studios in New York.